Now,
you're welcome to turn with me tonight to the very first words recorded in the Bible, that divinely inspired word of God. So that's Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. So in the Bibles that we use here, that's about 15 pages on from the front cover. So it's Genesis 1, chapter 1. And those first vital words of this chapter read, "In the beginning, God." Vital words, those. I'll read them again for good measure. "In the beginning, God." May God add his blessing to the reading of that word tonight. Oh, incidentally, I'm delighted you're here with us tonight, especially when we read those words together. But far more important than that, I'm certain that God himself is pleased to see you here tonight. For whatever reason. I mean, there's several reasons why you could be here tonight. For instance, you could be joining us because as a born-again Christian, you want to pray for the gospel message as it goes forth. Is that you tonight? If it is, I'm so grateful to you for knowing that. Then, of course, you might be with us because you want to know a bit more about becoming a Christian, and you're very welcome here tonight because of that. And I humbly pray that you'll find the answer to what you're seeking from God himself tonight about becoming a Christian. Of course, you might be here just as it beats kicking a can across the street, as they say. And the good news is that you're still very welcome with us, to be with us, if you've just come here on the off chance. I'll tell you what though, you can expect new things to happen in your life tonight, simply because you're here. Ready for that? And that applies to you, whoever you are, and whatever your personal relationship with God is. Even if you don't think you've got one. But then, trust me, you certainly do, whether you believe it or not, have a relationship with God in your life. Why am I so sure about that? Well, in the first place, the very creation. Yes, the very creation that you're part of and around you proclaims the presence of God beyond any doubt. And as I'm sure you know anyway, when it comes to creation, scientists today are making stupendous discoveries about life, the universe and everything. They're able clearly to explain what happens here. And even know how things happen here. But they can't actually tell us why things happen here. For instance, why, out of absolutely nothing, non-existence, we've arrived at this. Extremely complex life that we're all living now. In a world that's extremely complex. With everything miraculously interlocking together to make it all happen. Come on now. This can't be the result of a load of accidents, as some people claim. Or all down to evolution, as other people's claims. It's far, far too miraculous for that. Especially when you consider that, yes, your life here provides you with exactly the right air to breathe, exactly the right food to eat, exactly the right needs for you to survive, and all those things which we take for granted, like sight, hearing, taste, smell, nervous system, blood circulation. We take it for granted, don't we? They're miracles of creation. And what about those natural laws that govern life and hold this planet for everything's together here? Like, well, the law of gravity, for instance. that prevents us all from drifting out to outer space, doesn't it? It's this planet Earth. And the fact that it's certainly the light distance from the sun, it can't be an accident, can it? For you to survive here. Please, don't turn a blind eye tonight to all these spectacular miracles of creation that make your life possible on planet Earth. Because they all bear the mark of the master designer at work. I want to say that reverently about God, Almighty God. But last but not least, you yourself are a miracle of God's creation with your miraculous biological computer, your brain, composed of no less than 16 billion neutrons. Is that a miracle of creation or not? Of course. We may live in a world that's been spoiled by man's sin. Yes, we have, haven't we? No doubt about that. Against his maker. But the evidence of God, your creator, shines through all those imperfections, doesn't it? Do you agree? Yes, I'm sure you do. So, why am I reminding you tonight, out of all places, a gospel meeting about your relationship with God on a purely natural level? Well, it's not only because God is your maker and creator, but you owe him. You owe him, God, everything. Everything you have, everything you are, everything you hope to be, everything that happens in your life belongs to God. Whether you believe it or not, everything you are and possess is on loan to you today from your maker and creator, God. And here's the bottom line. God gives and God takes away. So even on a natural level, you have every reason to respect your maker and creator and be obedient to him and seek out what he wants for you in your life, because as creator of all things, he's absolutely right about everything. And he expects you, his creation, to do what's right in his sight. That's why he created you. Are you the person that God intends you to be? Can you always do what's right in his sight? Can you claim that? Even according to the conscience that God's given you. If you've never done that before, please ask him even tonight what he wants from you in your life. In this life that he's so wonderfully provided you with. I must stress this. You're definitely called upon to consider the purpose of your life in the sight of Almighty God. And it's a matter of eternal life and eternal death that you find the answer. Right. Now the good news tonight, the wonderful news, is that there is a way back to God for you tonight if you've become separated from him. And he himself has provided you with it. It's a glorious living way. And it will totally change the whole of your relationship with him. Tonight and forever. And that person, if you take what God is offering you tonight. So, however much you've heard it before, I'm privileged, I do feel privileged, to remind you again that getting back to the right relationship with God, hope you're seeking that, happens through a person, a truly glorious person, the Lord Jesus Christ. Beyond any shadow of doubt, he is the way, the truth, and the life back to God for you, if you have become separated from him. So, just to remind you about him again. You may have heard the message many times before, even here, concerning who he is and what he's willing to do for you personally tonight. You need to turn with me back to the divine inspired word of God, the Bible. Yes, would you kindly turn with me this time to the New Testament, and you'll find it in John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 1. And that's page 1265 in the Bible that we use here. That's page 1265. Incidentally, the Bible we use here is a very accurate translation from the original language. And it's written in classical English, just to keep it that way. The John's Gospel, chapter 1, page 1265, reads, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things receive being through him. Well, without him, not one thing received being which has received being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light appears in darkness, and the darkness apprehended it not." Now, move on. Now turn up to verse 12. On to verse 12. Yep. Everyone got verse 12? Second part reads, "He came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, gave him the right to be children of God, to those that believe on his name, who have been born, not of blood," you're born of, first of all, naturally, "nor of flesh's or man's will, but of God." A new life, a new beginning. So those verses that we just read perfectly sum up God's way for you tonight. Back to God if you've come in any way separate from him. And through the person, the Lord Jesus Christ, isn't it? Yeah, surely greater than that. And verse 4 of that reading sums up the person of the Lord Jesus exactly. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Yes, eternal life, which is available to everyone here tonight from him. If you never received it into your life, you're able to do that tonight. And it's a wonderful, Holy Spirit-filled life, full of understanding of things you've probably never understood before, like the Bible and what God is, what he wants of you, how to become a Christian. It's all there in the person of Jesus Christ for you. And all that God is asking of anyone here tonight, is it you? Is it you? To gain that wonderful twofold blessing of eternal life and the spiritual life of understanding, is to come to him. Not easy this. Nobody says it's easy. Is to come to him in repentance. Repentance, that means becoming humble. We don't like to be humble, do we? We like to be right about everything if we can, don't we? We don't mind other people becoming humble, do we? But we don't like it at all. Not easy for the human spirit to be humble. Confess to God that you have gone your own way, and try to live in his wonderful creation as part of it. Try to live without him. Is that you tonight? Is that you? Is it? Then, in your heart, in your mind, and in your spirit, God is asking you to believe and receive the glorious message of truth from him. I'll tell you what, that it meant that the Lord Jesus, going to the cross, for you to take upon himself the full judgment of the Holy God for your rebellion and sin against him. If you can do that on those grounds, you certainly will receive the joy and privilege and reality and miracle of receiving the risen Lord Jesus into your life and becoming a new creation. It's worth it, isn't it? That's worth bowing a bit in your spirit for. That's worth a bit of humility for, isn't it? If you do that, you will gain the reality of spending eternity with Him. People, you know, in their natural state can't look beyond the grave, but you will, because the living truth will be in you by the Holy Spirit, a new beginning that goes right through into eternity with the Lord Jesus. Wow, that's got to be worth it, isn't it? Not only that, but keep you on the right pathway by His Holy Spirit, dwelling within you, leading you and guiding you every step of the way, as long as you're prepared to follow. That's all He asks for you. You're on a journey, you are. You're right. He is prepared to lead and guide you on it, if you're willing to respond to Him in your life. If you're willing to take that step of faith tonight, if you're willing to take that step of faith tonight, I won't say any more for myself for now. Instead, I'm going to quote some well-known verses from the Bible. Most of us know it by heart. And they'll sum things up for you much better than I could. So you don't have to turn to them, but please listen to them. In Luke 5:32, Jesus said, "I have not come to call the righteous, the know-it-alls, and we know nothing, but sinners to repentance." Here's the one that you love, I'm sure. John 3:16. "For God so loved the world, He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life." Romans 10:9. This is vital. A clincher. This is the clincher. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. And that's a certainty. Absolute certainty. Now, I'm just going to say a prayer for each one of us tonight. Let's reach out to God together. Let's pray to the Lord Jesus tonight. Genuinely and truthfully in prayer. Don't let anyone distract you or any thoughts distract you. Risen Lord Jesus.